Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Bonnie, you sweet, sweet thing. How can we help you?
Yeah, I need help. I don't know what's going on with this guy. He's totally ghosting me right now. And we went on a date, and it was awesome. And now he's not talking to me. And we were texting constantly before this, so
okay.
I don't know.
So you hear the story a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So you went date, and then everything just fell off. Now, do you think there's, if you had to look in a mirror and be honest with yourself about your behavior, something that you might have done, is there anything there that you think would have thrown him off?
I mean, I don't know what it is, but I do try to be honest with myself, and maybe that's the problem. Maybe I'm too honest. I don't know. I mean, we hit it off and had so much chemistry, so I don't know what is up.
Okay. I feel like you're yelling at me, but okay, you know what? We'll give him a call then.
Okay, thanks.
Now back to the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Okay, so we just spoke to Bonnie. I kind of want this date to work out because I feel like she's a little angry at me. Like, I did something wrong. I just asked her, you know, if there's anything that she possibly could, like, if she could look in the mirror and be honest with herself about why this guy Nick isn't getting back to her after their great date. You know, what would she tell herself? And she's like, nothing. I was completely honest. I'm a good person. And if my honesty turns people off, then they can go to hell. I'm just going to apologize now, Bonnie, for anything I did to you.
No, I'm not mad at you. I'm just upset in general. I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm a single mom and I'm out there dating, and I get it when guys aren't into dating a mom, but Nick is a dad, and that's why I thought it would work out. A single mom, a single dad. We had so much chemistry. Now, like, it makes no sense.
I get it. Okay, so we're going to give him a call right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, Nick.
This is Nick.
Oh, this is great that you answered the phone. So, Nick, we're calling you from Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. We're a radio station, okay?
Oh, okay. Did I win something?
Well, yes,
that's
actually.
That's always the question.
You did win. You won an amazing free date on us. So, like, let's say if you could pick a place to go to have, like, the ultimate date, where would you like to go?
Oh, geez, I don't know. Nice dinner, maybe? I'm winning a date with who?
Well, okay, well, that's the thing. So, we have your chance to go with somebody who called us about you. She likes you a lot, and you do know her, and you actually went out with her already. Her name is Bonnie.
Did you say Bonnie?
Yes.
No, thank you.
Wow. Now, we spoke to Bonnie, and she was racking her brain about you not calling her back because she said you guys were, you know, you were having a good time, a lot of conversation and stuff. You had a great date, and ever since then, she said that you just fell off the planet. So is it something that she did?
Well, I mean, you know, she's got a couple of kids, and I've got a kid, and so, you know, we decided for a first date, you know, to take all the kids together and to go to Chuck E. Cheese,
yeah.
which mm-hmm. was great, up until the point that she, right there in the middle of Chuck E. Cheese, in the middle of everybody, just starts breastfeeding her kid, right there in the open, you know.
I don't know, man, you can't really complain about that.
Right. That's like, you have a problem with her feeding her kid?
People do that, you know?
No, I don't mind breastfeeding at all. If you have an infant child and you want to breastfeed your infant, that's fine. But her kid is 5 years old.
Five?
Oh, my
God. Yeah, man, he's got a piece of pizza in his hand. He jumps up to her. She flaps one out, and he starts throwing ham on it. I can't. That's not right, man.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Bonnie's on the phone,
what
Nick. She heard
happening?
What you said.
I
Bonnie's on the phone?
Yes.
You are weirded out by a natural thing.
If I can look at him and talk to him and he can talk back to me and he can tattle on his brother, that's not a baby anymore. That's a real person. That's a person who shouldn't be doing that. Not only not in public at Chuck E. Cheese, shouldn't be doing it, period, at this point. He can hold a fork and feed his own damn face.
So wait, isn't a 5-year-old kind of heavy to lift up to breastfeed?
She's not lifting him up. He's literally standing on his own 2 feet. She's sitting in his chair and just flops it out. He's got a piece of pizza in his damn hand. He's got a piece of pizza, real food, in his damn hand. And he's just standing there, just going to town. I mean, the kid will be going to kindergarten soon.
Actually, he is in kindergarten, so there. And yes, I don't breastfeed him at school, but I do pump and send bottles with him because it is organic, it is all natural, and it is healthy, okay?
That is true.
You're not a doctor, you're a waiter, so just shut up.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I'm also not the poor kid in kindergarten who's still sucking on a bottle. Good luck with that one.
Wow. So, okay, so, I mean, Nick, so is that... yes to a second date with Bonnie?
Oh, man, that's a deal breaker. It's a deal breaker gift.
But this one will just be you two, no kids.
No, thank you. I'm out.
You know what? You're not the only one who's out, Nick. You can go raise your daughter, giving her soda, raising her in an unhealthy way. You have fun with that.
Perfect. You have fun sending your high school kids to school with a bottle. That's fantastic.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
If teachers are so damn smart, then why do we have not one but two of them tomorrow on the Second Date Update? You'll find out. 8:10 mañana with us. The Get Up Crew.